History tells us that the first automobile was invented by Ferdinand Verbeest, a Belgian, in 1672. It was a small carriage propelled by a steam turbine powered engine. There's no record of the formation of the first car club, but it probably came not long after. There's a fascination to cars that isn't about to go away, and the members of the British Car Club of Hawaii love the classic designs of Jaguars, Triumphs, Rolls-Royces, Aston Martins, and the like, and love to bring them to what they call show and shine events. There's one coming up this weekend, and Brett Pruitt, president of the British Car Club of Hawaii, is here to tell us about it. And Brett, I love that term, show and shine.
Well, we don't want to have a concours d'elegance here in Honolulu. We'd rather have everyone bring out their cars, regardless of condition. We just want to gather the tribe of Anglophile car guys, as you say.
How big a tribe is it?
The club's about 80 members.
Uh-huh.
And we have usually about 65 to 70 cars. This is our 21st year of having the show. And like I said, we see a lot of cars we never get to see.
Well, I was thinking about British car design, and there are qualities that make it distinct from German or Italian car design, but I'm trying to sort of think of what those qualities are. You know, build quality, very elegant look.
Yeah, I think it's at least for me personally, and it's the shapes of the cars. Mm-hmm. I mean, after World War II, the metal workers that made the airplanes during the war in England, mm-hmm, turned their talents to building some beautiful cars.
Oh, yeah. Well, Rolls-Royce was making engines, and it still is a standard engine for aviation. But what are some of the other companies that came out of that?
Well, there was some companies evolved out of being carriage builders, mm-hmm, and sidecar manufacturers, and we ended up with Morgan and Triumph and Austin Healey.
Yeah, I was going to say Austin Healey.
Uh-huh. And, of course, Jaguar, and there was just a whole slew of MG, Morris Garage came out, you know, with cars that the servicemen, how it really got popular is servicemen overseas would start to drive these cars, and then there was dealers that would bring the cars back to the U.S. for them.
And I really associate British cars, particularly those little MGs, with the birth of the 50s sports car craze in America, when people start having sports car rallies. And do you still see some of those old cars from that era?
Oh, yes. This is going to be the 50th year of the MGB, which is by far the most popular British car they ever made, or British sports car.
That's the little low-slung two-seater that I'm thinking of.
Yeah, it's the one. It's iconic. Everyone's had one, or it's like a Volkswagen Beetle of British cars.
Because they weren't up in the pricey Aston Martin range, right?
Oh, right. They were really cheap, and they're really not, you know, destined to be around that long. You know,
yeah.
They had rust issues and all sorts of stuff, but that's what the club is all about. We're here to help all our members keep their cars on the road and restore them, and, you know.
What's involved in keeping them on the road? I mean, I would think, you know, some of these companies have been extinct for decades, right?
Yes, it depends on the mark. Like, I have an Austin Healey, and every nut and bolt for the car is available within 3 days of Honolulu.
Really?
Yeah.
Just by going online and finding other enthusiasts and specialty shops here and there?
Right. There's certain cars that will last forever because there will always be a love of these cars.
Uh-huh.
And so there will be aftermarket support folks that support the hobby.
This is a very different mentality than what the American car companies have trained us to do, which is buy a new car every 5 or 6 years, right?
Oh, yes. The modern cars, they replace parts. They don't fix them. You know, the English cars are designed to be rebuilt and repaired.
So you can get 40 or 50 years out of a decent car easily, huh?
Oh, yes. My car's over 50 years. Actually, I have a couple of cars that are right around 50 years, and we have members in the club that have cars going back to the 30s.
What are in the 30s? What were the British car companies? I'm trying to think.
Well,
Austin.
Well, Austin, but in the 30s, the one I'm thinking about is actually a T Series MG.
Uh huh.
Which kind of looks like a brass era car, you know, with the headlights on the outside and manual brakes,
mm-hmm,
no hydraulics. Literally, you put your foot on the floor like the Flintstones.
The harder you press, the better your chances of actually stopping the thing.
Yeah, right? They don't stop like modern cars.
Does there there would think there'd be a higher degree of driving skill involved in an old standard shift pre-war MG. Yeah?
Oh, yes. You're anticipating stopping. Your downshifting is a more effective way to slow down than actually the brakes. But, you know, we have a guy in our club, Willie Williams, and he has an amazing collection of MGs, early T-Series cars, and Willie drives them, you know. I mean, they're showpieces, and he'll...
Does living in a state where the salt air is everywhere pose a special challenge for car collectors?
Of course.
I would think.
Especially if you live by the water.
Yeah, they just get eaten alive, don't they?
That's it. You just got to keep them covered and keep them washed.
So it's basically that you guys have got the dedication to keep all this going.
It's a perversion, you know. You have this British car hobby. People think we're crazy. You know, my wife rolls her eyes when I say, let's drive the, you know, whatever car. And she says, can we drive the modern car?
Can't we just drive a normal car with air conditioning? And
Exactly.
How do you guys keep in touch with each other? I mean, how did you sort of find the other members? You find it through the internet? Do you hail one of those cars when you're out for a drive?
Actually, we try, you know. If we pull in and we see a Lotus in a parking lot, we'll slip a note under the windshield, you know. But I found the club. I bought an English car, always wanted one. Uh-huh. I finally bought one and just joined the club. And the club, like I said, is more of a support group.
Mm-hmm.
And we have monthly meetings, and we have a monthly text session where we go to our shop or someone's house, and we have a barbecue, and we attempt to address a problem of one of our members' cars.
So you're going to be getting together this weekend just kind of to show off your cars and get together with each other, talk story, huh?
That's it. It's like it's Sunday, 9 o'clock, if actually anyone out there that has a British car. We'd love to have you come down to the park. We're going to be down by Montserrat in Paquet, so just mauka of the Honolulu, the Waikiki Shell.
So keep your Maseratis discreetly out of sight, at least for this one day.
That's right. We have a B parking lot for those guys.
Thanks very much, Brett, for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Brett Pruitt is the president of the British Car Club of Hawaii, which is gathering to show off its vintage automobiles Sunday at Kapi'olani Park in Honolulu. And details are on our new HPR website, hpr2.org.